I'm Mr. Mark. The show goes on because the music continues, because the dance never ends. Hello and howdy and good afternoon. Scientists say that sunlight causes melanoma and tumors, while darkness causes radon poisoning and depression. You can avoid such medical problems by wearing a coat of spray paint and giving up clothing. If you'd like a free booklet outlining the facts about loud music and our nation's plummeting IQ scores, write us, does rock and roll produce a moronic class of subhuman underachievers? Or does loud music create an imbecilic group of inferior mind parasites? Either way, pick up the phone and vote. Call 1-800-SEX-FRENZY. And we'll send you a bonus free cowboy story about a bounty hunter on the trail of a daylight train robber named Stack Lee who thought he saw the ghost of a beautiful lady, but when she turned around in the full moonlight, he could see it was only a sheriff's deputy dressed up like a female vampire to lure a living werewolf out of the haunted graveyard there, where a lunatic murderer was firing shots at a walking corpse carrying the head of an Allentown gangster slain by right-thinking citizens concerned about global warming. You can always hear the Mr. Mark Show because they need me. They rely on me. And I gotta tell you the Japanese fable about the volcano dragon who lived in a crashed airplane on the bottom of the sea. And the crashed airplane was hooked by a Japanese fisherman who needed help pulling it up. And he hired two cowboy gunslingers who hated each other over a game of cards using a deck with naked pictures on the back. And they vowed to kill each other at the same time at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve. And what a rotten piece of luck. It was just 5 seconds off. So both outlaws turned and fired, and the bullets went through the bottom of the boat and hit the crashed airplane, and it blew up. The cowboys were dead. The fisherman was dead, but that volcano dragon only absorbed the energy and became stronger. Just like this great country of ours, please don't burn your flag or cut it with scissors or stuff it into a blender or feed it to a giant grasshopper or cram it into the exhaust pipe of a bulldozer or pass it through a paper shredder in the Pentagon building with your stunning loyal secretary and so many medals on your chest that you are pulled up out of the office by a nearby giant magnet and pulverized. This Japanese fable was sent in by a Turkish man from Greece who lives in Allentown for a challenge. It's just an IQ quiz. What do the initials FCC stand for? Of course, it stands for fluorochlorocarbons, those spray can emissions presently dissolving our planet's fragile ozone layer and bringing on the age of insects as our six-legged opponents grow to giant size and struggle for supremacy in the biologic war for survival. These radiation-proof, large-brained insects of the future are nudists. They reject clothing because, for one thing, too many sleeves. They reject the laws of man and establish a terrifying new world with new music. That's where I come in. Stay tuned, and nothing very bad will happen. I'm the disc jockey. We have another one of these rabies alerts for wild animals. Rabies alert means all wild animals in the Lehigh Valley should be considered as infected with rabies, shot on sight, and examined for infection at a cost of $200 per specimen, which you must pay. Shoot all wild animals in Pennsylvania and ship them to Harrisburg with your check for $200 per animal. If you do this, the State Department of Health and the Pennsylvania Game Commission will agree to merge into a single body, resulting in only half the corruption, half the mismanagement, half the red tape. Find out about it. Just mail us a free booklet and we'll send you your name and address with zip code. The Mr. Mark Show offers its personal IOU at this hour, and you can collect, give money to this radio show, and I'll give you back someone else's money, and so on, until we are all millionaires. A reminder for you, we all like loud music now and then, but for the sake of your health, don't listen to music containing subfrequencies. Subfrequencies are dangerous sounds so low they are inaudible and cause a short-circuiting of the body's normal regulating systems. Subfrequencies may cause headache, sleep disturbances, loss of appetite, sixth finger, and metamorphosis into a stage of air-breathing lungfish without thumbs that lives on pond muck and sludge from the pages of the Morning Call record review section. This toxic mud causes brain damage and hearing loss. Find out about it by becoming a record reviewer for the Sunday paper. Put a clothespin on your nose and start typing. This radio station is your community radio station. Brought to you by foreign people with a mission to seek revenge against this country through hypnosis. Keep listening. All day, all night. Hold on to your hats, because with the recent federal crackdown and new tough hard-nosed policy, we've decided to abide by the law and say the radio station is run by thieves and gangsters shooting craps with your civil rights, while First Amendment freedom of speech is drilled full of slugs from a Thompson submachine gun. Help us fight and win the radio station back from crooks through constant financial support for just $20 a month every week. We can afford to fire those cheap thieving con men and hire new ones, which catapults the listener into the new age vegetarian diet spot. Stop eating meat for the sake of planet Earth. Meat contains cholesterol and fat, which lead to death. Technology has produced cheap edible plastics, which provide just as much protein and nourishment without robbing our fragile ecosystem of vital pigs and cows. Vegetarians live longer, become skinnier, and aren't bothered by the great strength and higher IQ that meat protein provides. Find out about a meat-free diet and the brainwashing guru cult of Allentown at the same time by calling the guru cult. Just pick up a pen and phone a cab, put on your shoes and walk down the street to a post office and mail your request to WMUH Radio. More New Age music coming up on the Mr. Mark Show. I'm Mr. Mark. House of the Rising Sun by Tangerine Dream. I'm nauseous. Oh, we have this safety warning from the U.S. Navy here. American Navy and Coast Guard vessels will be docking soon in Allentown Harbor, pending naval military exercises designed as a show of force and a warning to Allentown political strongman Joseph Dodona. The Navy warns local fishing and pleasure vessels not to approach the military formation. Do not approach the firing area. If a submarine surfaces underneath you and lifts you out of the water, don't panic. Just talk into the periscope and do what the captain says. If a warhead blows up by accident, don't panic. Flee the resultant tidal wave and radiation area and tell your story to the nation's probing news hounds. Naval maneuvers are fun. Naval maneuvers are safe, and they keep our politicians honest. Just visit your U.S. Navy and Coast Guard recruiter and sign me up. I'm Mr. Mark.
Time is a trick. Yes, time really is a trick.
What kind of kids love Potato Puffs natural snack products? Tall kids, short kids, fat kids, thin kids. Kids with a horrible old uncle who isn't seen or heard from in months until he's found murdered and wrapped up in mummy bandages and walled up behind the paneling of an occult bookstore and come back to life during a Satan worship ceremony covered with blood and chicken feathers and murmuring in the druid language a death chant which calls up evil forces from the next world intent on poisoning and corrupting the children of today with Potato Puffs natural snack products. They come in four lip-smacking varieties too shocking to mention here. Check them out at your grocery store in the lunch meat freezer. I have to cut away and read the weather. Tomorrow, Sunday, should bring clearer skies and a low-pressure system coming at us from the west, which may bring some showers on Monday. High temperatures around 88 and low around 60, with winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour, and occasional sporadic fleets of flying ghost ships captained by one-eyed zebras from some other crazy world, battling in the sky with a squadron of Star Wars attack satellites fitted with particle beams and piloted by the members of a punk rock band called Chuck. You can join a punk rock band, too, and you'll live longer because you'll get more exercise at such loud volume levels you won't hear life's setbacks and problems. And with the new tax laws, it could be time to get married. Get the inside dope on tax laws from the insurance people who keep an eye on you, the consumer, via legalized surveillance known as the U.S. Census. Soon it will be time for the 1990 Census. Taking census information is fast and easy. And the information learned makes it better for businessmen who follow the whims of public taste every time they go bankrupt. You can join them by becoming a census taker employed by the nearly bankrupt U.S. Census Bureau, a division of the federal budget deficit. Find out about it. This scandalously good career, asking strangers about their darkest secrets and dilemmas, call the United States at 437-76716 and hang up hard. And I'm Mr. Mark. Sign up. Mr. Mark's show is over. It's practically done. You may as well watch television. I'm sorry, Bill.